Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So Judge Judy is suing the National Enquirer and In Touch Weekly for defamation for claiming she was trying to get a retrial for the Menendez brothers. She says it's, quote, going to cost them. NBC unveiled its fall schedule yesterday, and it included the announcement that Snoop Dogg and Michael Bublé will be first-time judges on season 26 of The Voice.
For real? Could be, maybe.
Oh, I would watch just for him and Reba McEntire to interact. That would be awesome. Actor and director John Krasinski talked about his new movie, If, and hiring Ryan Reynolds, George Clooney, Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, and his old friend Steve Carell. The two hadn't seen each other since The Office.
So we walked in, and I had this big smile. I thought we were going to laugh. And he came up, he gave me the biggest hug, and he looked at me like a brother, and he said, I just wanted to say how proud I am of you.
Oh,
and he said,
God.
I read the script, I love it. And he said, but ever since you started writing and directing, I love everything you do. And I wept.
Oh, that's so sweet. Speaking of John Krasinski, Ryan Reynolds says John is his bestie, at least for now.
Well, tonight I'm John's and John's alone.
Oh,
but
Hugh Jackman, did you hear those words?
Who knows which way the wind will blow next month? We'll see.
Yeah, I'd say so with Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, it's gonna be busy. It's gonna be very busy July for young Hugh Jackman.
Young Hugh Jackman, that's cute. And more John Krasinski? No, not really. His wife Emily Blunt got very candid last night on the red carpet when she shared which beloved childhood snack she misses most. It wasn't candy or donuts. It was toast topped with Marmite. It tastes like soy sauce. Did she have it for Mother's Day?
I actually had a Marmite bagel when I woke up.
Marmite bagel. Even worse. Kelly Clarkson and Whoopi Goldberg both admitted to employing pharmaceutical aid in order to lose weight.
Because I've lost almost two people.
I have lost a lot as well.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm doing that wonderful shot that works for folks who need some help, and it's been really good for me.
Mine is a different one than people assume, but I ended up having to do that too because my blood work got so bad.
And it's great for people like us who have, you know, issues.
Issues is right. A third Downton Abbey movie is in the works with Paul Giamatti returning, and Taylor Swift has filed to trademark Female Rage the musical, but hasn't said what she wants to do with it. White Lotus star Jennifer Coolidge gave an inspirational commencement speech to the 2024 graduates of Washington University. She began as her quirky self, but then got serious.
There is war and famine spreading across the world. There are, as you know, protests on campuses across the world. And it illustrates the urgent need for voices of brilliant, uniquely nuanced, and qualified graduates.
Yeah, she ended by hinting that they needed to turn it into something positive. David Sanborn, the six-time Grammy award-winning jazz saxophonist who put the saxophone back into rock and roll, he performed with Bowie and the Rolling Stones. He's died at the age of 78 due to complications following a long battle with prostate cancer. And a Kardashian alert. I'm just going to apologize now. Kim Kardashian is making good on her promise to use WNBA players in her new ad campaign. All stars Skylar Diggins-Smith and Kelsey Plum, as well as several other WNBA icons like three-time champ and newly retired Candace Parker. Take a listen.
I want my legacy to be that I left the game in a better place. I hope I open up doors that people never imagined. The best shot that I've ever made was the first time I ever dunked.
I'm Candace Parker. Everybody's wearing Skims.
Yeah, everybody's. That makes me feel better. Elite athletes are wearing Skims? It's mostly because you don't want your thighs to rub together and you don't want your skirt to crawl up your static electricity pantyhose or slip or whatever. So it's not all just about sucking it in and making it not jiggle. Anyway, all right. TMI. Sorry, my bad. I told you it was an alert. I just wasn't clear on what kind. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I'm sorry.